All right, this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Interviews are very stressful. But when you leave an interview and you think, man, I nailed that's great.
Totally getting the job. I mean, they can't not hire me, right?
Right, but then they don't hire you. So here's your setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without not hiring someone because they didn't wear enough makeup, you're doing okay.
Oof. Oh, come on now.
All right, so Melissa, she was the interviewee, the person that was interviewing for a job, right? Mm-hmm. And she was interviewing for like a VP position and thought she nailed the job.
Like she's got all the skills, all the skills.
Yeah, and then she got a rejection email and was like, dang, well, why didn't I get this? I thought I nailed it. So reached out and asked and then got really raw answer.
I got an email back from the recruiter saying that, thank you for your time. It's great to meet with you, but they wouldn't be moving forward with me. She emailed me back pretty quickly and said my skill set was exactly what they were looking for. My values align with those of the company, but she was concerned I hadn't put enough effort into my appearance, given I was interviewing for a VP level role. The only effort I didn't put in was I didn't put effort into makeup because I don't really wear it. So I had on a collared shirt, which was freshly ironed, and just painted my nails a nice neutral beige color, simple earrings.
Wow.
I mean, I can only imagine the flood of comments of people pointing out, would a man have been given that feedback?
Yeah, that's... That's about as sexist as it gets. Yeah, that's rough.
I'm not sure. If you look up, sexism in the workplace, I think this is a classic example.
The interviewer was a female too, which makes it even crazier. Right, exactly.
Well, and then I did see she got a lot of comments too, giving her kudos in the fact that she didn't actually put the company on blast. She didn't name check them.
Right, and you know, that is actually good because it shows maybe another prospective employer that you are not going to necessarily light the world on fire if you don't get what you want.
Act, yeah.
Right, exactly. But what a wild... I don't know if you've got a story about like not getting a job for a wild reason.
I can't believe they actually admitted that.
Yeah, I don't...
That's crazy to me.
It is. I mean, I would just say, hey.
I don't think you're the best fit.
That's, right.
I mean, yeah, just something vague and generic like
that. And
that
keeps you off of TikTok, too.
Exactly. You didn't put enough effort into your appearance.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, I say that to Kelly just about every day, but.
He does. Yeah. He does. And halfway through the show, I do put the effort in.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I have my makeup on.
But when it's really needed is early in the morning and that's when I don't get it. So anyways.
Wow, that is really rude.
So anyways, that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without not hiring someone because they didn't wear enough makeup, you're doing okay.
Do they say that to Alicia Keys? She famously doesn't wear makeup even on stage. She stopped wearing makeup years ago and doesn't even wear it on stage.
I know. It's your setting the bar story. If you wanted to read more about it, we got it up for you at WDJX.com.